This meditation is for being tired. You can put your hands on your chest and connect with your body. And feel how your hands bring some support and warmth to you. Let the warmth of your hands come into your body, soothing your tiredness internally. Tiredness can come from a lot of things. It can come from physical exhaustion, mental exhaustion, or emotional exhaustion. So allow yourself to be tired. And just connect with it in the kindest way possible. It is important to pay attention when we are tired and what we do when we are tired. It is best to make sure that we have 8 hours of sleep each night. Eat healthy foods, take healthy vitamins, support healthy, beautiful thoughts, and that difficult thoughts are taken care of while working through emotions in healthy, kind, and loving manner. And that we have enough exercise, and that we know when, how, and where to find help when we actually need some help with our emotions or our body. So this is just a little step into connecting with yourself to recharge yourself. But if tiredness persists, please find medical help. So before we begin, you can sit in a chair with your back straight, or sit in the meditation lotus position, or lay down somewhere comfortable. You can keep your hands on your chest for support and embrace, or you can open your hands with the palms up while making sure your thumbs are touching your pointers or your middle fingers. Or you can fold your hands on top of one another on your lap. Now you can give into the feeling of being tired, but don't fall asleep. So gently close your eyes and let go of your thoughts. Visualize your thoughts disappearing as little puffy white clouds on the blue sky. Just let them go. Let all the thoughts go, because some of your thoughts can be tiresome. Because of humans, we can also make it so difficult for ourselves with our thoughts, especially when we are attached to our troubles. As is said in Buddhism, life can be suffering, but it depends how attached we are to our suffering, meaning what we do with our suffering is how our life is going to be. If the suffering is ingrained in our brain, then we suffer. If we are suffering while we invite it into our emotions, understand it in kind ways, deal with it, release it, find solutions, it could be more positive. Though when we suffer, we are tired. When emotions are suffering, we are emotionally exhausted. Same with our bodies. If we stay up late and we have to get up at 7 a.m., our bodies are exhausted. We don't exercise enough or don't eat well enough. We don't have enough energy for our body, our emotions, and our brain to deal with regular life. And we are going to be exhausted. But you're going to be tired at some point in your life, and if you want to live life well and you take good care of your body and your mental and emotional state the best way possible you can, you feel energized if nothing else is wrong. When you are energized, you can be more productive. And when we are more productive, you feel happier and feel less tired. So tiredness can be a cycle of negative attitudes, negative thoughts, negative emotional feelings that you are stuck in. So let's start with the meditation. So as your eyes are closed already, again let your thoughts gently drift away. Let them go. First, allow yourself to sink into feeling of being tired. Kind of envision them as clumps in your body, in your mind, and in your emotions that are holding you down, and they're heavy and intense. And it makes sense that you're feeling tired. Next, you are going to breathe into these clumps to break them up. And with each breath in through your nose, you can visualize, think, feel, sense, or imagine any way you can do it, breathing in light into the clumps of tiredness and breaking them up. And breathing them out through your mouth, releasing all the tired feelings you are holding inside of your body. So let's start with the emotional tiredness. So breathe in the light through your nose into your emotions and release them out through your mouth. So breathe in, visualize the light going into your emotions, deep into your emotions, and then release them out through your mouth. Just let them go. And again, breathe in through your nose, into the light, into the emotions. Let the light carry you through your emotions and breathe it in there. And out through your mouth, let all the emotions go. When living in your emotions, you are mostly living in the past or in the future, but not in the present moment. But actually, there is nothing more than the present moment. We don't have the past. We don't have the future. And we are always in the present moment. Even now, in this present moment, you are listening to a voice and nothing else. So each time when you feel emotions, bring yourself back into the present moment and let go of the past or future. You can bring yourself back to the present moment by noticing what you are doing with your body in each moment, and by breathing in light through your nose into your emotions. And breathe out through your mouth the emotions you do not want to carry within. So one last breath in through your nose, into your emotions, and breathe out through your mouth and let them go. So breathe in deeply through your nose, the light into your emotions, and then breathe them out through your mouth, let them go. Next, you are going to breathe into the mental part, which are your thoughts. Your thoughts can wear you down when they are negative and difficult or pessimistic. So let's breathe into them. Breathe in the light through your nose into your brain. And tell those negative, pessimistic, difficult thoughts to leave your brain. And breathe them out through your mouth. Let them go. And again, breathe the light back into your brain. And see how your brain is accepting this light and catching the emotions and the thoughts. And tell those thoughts that are not helpful. And then breathe them out through your mouth. Let them go. And again, breathe the light into your brain. And breathe them into your thoughts and the thoughts you don't need. And then let go of these thoughts out through your mouth. So when you breathe out, really think, sense, feel, visualize, imagine, either way you can do it, that these thoughts are actually leaving your body. So breathe in the light into the thoughts, into your brain, into the thoughts, and let go with the out breath, and actually visualize they're leaving your body. because you don't need to carry those thoughts. You don't need those thoughts in your life that bring you down or make things more difficult for you. Though it still means, too, you need to deal with thoughts or situations in the kindest way possible for everyone involved. But at the same time, you might have so many thoughts you don't need to carry. So one more time, breathe in light through your nose, into the thoughts, and discern which thoughts you don't need anymore. And then breathe out through your mouth all the excessive thoughts that are just not helpful at all. This way you can also learn which thoughts you need to keep and important or need to deal with, or thoughts are just really too much and not really helpful. So next you are going to breathe into the physical body. For the physical body it is different. You cannot just breathe in and out and let go of the physical tiredness in your body. You need to take care of your physical body with your emotions and with your brain the best you can, so you can have a strong body in your life. Therefore, you can breathe in trust into your physical body. Trust that you are going to start taking care of your physical body. Make a promise that you are going to make your body the most important focus that will allow you to function in life. Connect deeply inside into the very center of your being, which is mostly right under the rib cage in the middle of your body, and bring trust there. Visualize, sense, imagine, feel, think, any way you can do it to bring trust into that space. Love and trust that you are going to take care of your body. That you will listen to your body, your mind, and your emotions, and know what is real and what are stories created in your brain that make you more exhausted. So this is the art of balance. When our mind, our brain, our emotions, our body, and our soul are taken care of, we are balanced. And that balance is about deep listening internally, what you need to do for yourself that works best for you, and not for others, and for the greater good of all. What you need can be something completely different from what others need. So visualize in your mind that from now on you are making the commitment to self to take care of your body. That you are going to take care of your emotions, your brain, your body, and your soul. And your soul often has something to do with spiritual development. To really get to know yourself, to go deep internally and ask the questions to learn what you need to do for yourself. So let's breathe in trust through your nose into your body and spread it throughout your body in self-love and commit to taking really good care of yourself. And if you don't know how to take care of yourself, you can look for help. So honor your emotions, honor your brain, honor your body, and honor your soul. That's a lot you have in this life to succeed the best that you can. And if you can realize that deeply, then there is no other way you desire to take care of yourself and in helping yourself as well as you can. Now for 1 minute, feel the light, love, and commitment coming throughout your body starting from the top of your head, entering your head. Feel the love and light and commitment getting into the cells of your head. So visualize, think, feel, imagine, any way you can do it, that slowly the light of commitment and love getting to the top of your head, in your head, in the cells of your head. And let it come down to your face, to your chin, and down to your neck. And then let that light, love, and commitment get into your shoulders. And into your arms, your hands, and your fingers. And let it come into your torso and your upper back. And let the light of love and commitment come into the mid-back and your stomach, down to your pelvic area and your buttocks. And then into your thighs. Into your knees. Into the lower legs. Into your ankles, feet, and toes. Let this light, love, and commitment remind you that you are worth it to give good care to yourself, to give yourself all you have, to be good to yourself. And sit with this feeling of love, light, and commitment of taking good care of yourself, till you can resonate it within you and store it in your memory for harder times to go back to. So feel how the love, light, and commitment is now part of your whole body and slowly entering your cells. From the top of your head, all the way throughout your whole body to your tippy toes. And start resonating again with this commitment, and I will leave you for 1 minute so to solidify the connection with your commitment to yourself. I'll be back soon. Good. Now feel how it resonates, and again, carrying the feeling of light, love, and commitment with you when you come out of this meditation. Commit that it's going to be a natural part of you. And then when you are ready, feel yourself again sitting or laying down where you are. Feel the gravity, hear my voice, start wiggling your toes. And start wiggling your fingers. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes with a full and new commitment to take care of yourself the best you can from here on. You got this. Namaste.